Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
It's one defining thing I feel about being Filipino and being in that vortex of Filipino-ness is that once you say to somebody, you know, Pilipino ka ba? You know, it's just like this instant connection and everyone will open up their homes or open up their practices to you. And it becomes this, you know, instant barkada in the spirit of kapwa.
Bilang isang art and culture worker, nahanap ni Mariam Ella Arcila ang kanyang itinuturing na calling, ang pagtataguyod ng sining at kulturang Filipino sa pakikipagtulungan sa mga kapwa Filipino-Australian na alagad din ng sining.
A lot has changed because the first time I did an interview with you was in 2017, wherein you really haven't known any or you were not really familiar with any of the Filipino Australian artists in Sydney because you just moved then from the Gold Coast. But now you're starting to learn the language. You've connected with a lot of Filipino Australian artists or art workers, especially based in Sydney. So let's get on the projects. I know you've been curating before, but looking at the profile and your website, what has changed with you in terms of your work?
That's a really good question, Annalyn. And I think when I first met you, I had just tried to find my base in Gadigal land. And I was a curator and a writer and an editor, but I also wanted to be a community builder, but I didn't know many Filipinos in New South Wales. And so I remember you were asking me who I would like to work with, and I couldn't think of many names of Filipino artists at the time because I was just trying to discover the community in Sydney. And so through the past several years, connecting with artists through the gallery that I worked at and through the projects that I was working on, which were really community-led, I was able to build a network of Filipino culture workers, filmmakers, designers, writers, and that steered me away from curating in a gallery to curating in the community. And so what that means is just working with artists in a deeply connected way to tell their stories and to help profile their practices to a wider community outside of the art sector. So that's a big change.
And I guess another change for you is like from curating artists' work, now you're also telling your story because finding your niche as a Filipino Singaporean art worker yourself, you have immersed with the Filipino Australian community, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's one defining thing I feel about being Filipino and being in that vortex of Filipino-ness is that once you say to somebody, you know, Pilipino ka ba? You know, it's just like this instant connection and everyone will open up their homes or open up their practices to you. And it becomes this, you know, instant barkada in the spirit of kapwa. And so I think that was the one big thing that just really enabled me to survive COVID, enabled me to just keep going to build more projects and collaborations.
Mula Brisbane sa Queensland, lumipat ang arts worker at writer na si Mariam sa Sydney sa New South Wales noong taong 2017. Bagaman matagal na nagtatrabaho sa larangan ng arts at curation, ng mga panahong iyon, kakaunti lamang mga Filipino-Australian artists na kanyang kakilala. Si Mariam ay ipinanganak sa Maynila sa Pilipinas. Ang kanyang ama ay Pilipino habang ang kanyang ina ay isang Singaporean. Lumipat sila ng kanyang ina sa Australia nang siya'y teenager pa lamang. Nalayuman siya sa kanyang pamilyang Pilipino, hindi naman nito nalimutan ang kanyang pinagmulan at laging nasa puso ang pagka-Pinoy.
And one thing that we did during COVID, me and my friends were to learn the, you know, Tagalog language through Zoom. And so I actually was fluent in Tagalog when I was growing up in Quezon City, and I gradually lost it when I lived in Brisbane and the Gold Coast. And so being connected to the communities here actually activated my language, and it's so nice to just relearn and revitalize those stories through that exchange.
Patuloy na niyayakap ni Mariam ang kinagisnang kultura. Pinagbubuti ang pag-aaral ng wikang Filipino, ipinagpapatuloy ang mga nakagawian sa Pilipinas at nakikipag-ugnayan sa mas maraming Filipino-Australian ngayon.
It was very, very important because I felt very, not lost, but I felt displaced when I moved to Australia because a lot of the cuisine that I learned to eat and cook, a lot of the practices, the rituals, the methods of living in a Filipino way, which was, about collaboration, community, and togetherness, and circular sharing of resources, that was lacking in the community that I had moved into in Australia. And so trying to find my way back was just a mixture of, relearning the language, connecting with the same kindred people who did grow up in the Philippines and moved here, and also making friends with Filipinos from the diaspora who have been born here in Australia and want to reconnect with their culture. So doing this together was actually much more heartful than doing it alone, right?
Definitely is, and it's more enjoyable, isn't it?
Yeah.
At para lalong pagtibayin na ugnayan at kolaborasyon ng mga Filipino-Australian sa larangan ng singing, performances at culture, sinimulan ni Mariam ang pagbuo ng Barkada Index.
Now you have created a list of people who
Oh my
you can
gosh.
work with, isn't it? It's called
Well,
the Barkada Index. How did it start, really?
yes. Okay, good question. So the Barkada Index, first to explain to the listeners who might not be familiar with it, it's an open access directory on Google Sheets, and it contains a list of Filipino creatives and culture workers who want to connect or meet with other Filipinos across Australia, or who are working in Australia but based in the Philippines and elsewhere.
Ang Barkada Index ay voluntary. Sino mang Filipino-Australian artist o art worker na gustong mapasama sa listahan ay maaaring ilagay ang kanilang pangalan at contact details sa pamamagitan ng Google Document. Ang inyong detalye ay maaaring makita ng iba pang mga kasama sa Barkada Index at ginagamit ito upang makakonekta sa mga kapwa Pinoy Aussie para sa anumang proyekto o kolaborasyon na nais nilang gawin.
It's used to uplift other people who want to be involved in collective Filipino presence, to discover other Filipinos who have similar interests. For example, we started a Tagalog language learning class because there are a bunch of people who express an interest in learning. People have used this list to hire other Filipinos for other jobs and opportunities that would mean like it would be Filipino-led projects. Other Filipinos have used this list to reach out to artists that they admire. So I started this community list portal, coming back to your question. I started it in September 2024, so it's very recent, because I spent so much time exchanging information about Filipino artists to other people through WhatsApp, Instagram, emails, and people started emailing me as well to be like, "Oh, do you know Marikit Santiago's email address? We'd like to include her in a project, or do you know another Filipino person that could be perfect for this?" So this list basically is a communal list. It's transparent. Anybody can add their details, and they can be empowered to connect with other Filipinos. It's self-determined, and it's so simple to use. The questions are very simple, and it's a simple platform. So
So,
people can use it too.
yeah, and so far you have listed over 110 Filipino Australian artists.
Yeah, I think it's 120 now. It continues to grow. Every time I go back and check, there's, five more names and I discover new Filipinos. So basically the question that you asked me at the very start in 2017, I am answering through this index because people
Yeah.
are adding their details and, like saying that what kind of creative practice they are pursuing. And so how it works actually, Annalyn, is if you are Filipino and you are working in the areas of visual art, writing, creative cooking, publishing, performance, music, dance, cultural development, and you're a Filipino heritage and you want to get to be part of a community, you add your details there and then other people connect with you or you can connect with other people. So it feeds itself.
Ang pagsisimula ng Barkada Index ay hindi rin naging madali, ani Mariam.
Alam ko, in any project, may challenge yan or hamon. What's the biggest challenge for you when you were starting up this Barkada Index? Because it's not easy to really approach a person or an individual to Can you share your details to me and I will be able to share it to other people as well?
No, that's true. It took me a good 2 weeks straight of emailing every single Filipino creative person that I knew or organization that had Filipino staff members or artists that they work with to share the Bacata Index and to tell them a little bit about it because, it's not just an easy thing for people to do to share their details with a random person, but through the connections that I've had with, Welcome Merchant and Entrepreneurs and a lot of Filipinos who were willing to connect with other people, it became much easier because people started sharing on social media. So I made some Instagram posts and then started, sending them to high profile Filipinos who ended up sharing that. So that really helped, bring this to a national focus. And so the questions were basically really easy. Where do you live and work? If you're not born in Australia, where were you born? What's your ethnicity? What kind of Filipino ethnicity are you? Are you Visayan? Are you Bicolano? What language do you practice? And then what is your creative endeavor or culture practice? And then your website, your social media. And basically it also acts as this inventory, right? So now we know how many Filipinos in Australia are creatives, are contributing to the cultural ecology, are willing to connect. So it's been really wonderful so far to meet new people and invite them over to our house because of this index.
Hangad ni Mariam at ng mga Pinoy Aussie artists na bahagi ng Barkada Index na lalo pang mapag-isa ang mga Pinoy artists sa Australia. At para sa mga interesado, bukas ito sa lahat.
Why Barkada?
Because Barkada means group of friends, right? In Tagalog. And I feel that if you're a Filipino and you meet others in the diaspora, you are connected. You are connected through the archipelago, you're connected through ancestors, you're connected through your culture, through your language, through your way of eating. And it's like strangers who haven't met yet, but are instantly connected as friends, so that was the idea is that, we would be all connected through this index and eventually form a wider friendship circle through that.
You have mentioned that as of now, it has grown to 120 or over, and it's counting. How do you reach more of the Filipino Australian artists? Like, how can they be included in the index?
Through SBS Filipino. I mean, doing this interview with you definitely helps getting wider exposure. I think through the work that I do as a community organizer and writer and publisher is that I'm constantly talking to people and telling them about the Barkada Index, and then they tell other people. And so it's been really great to see so many names that I haven't come across as well in that index. And another part is we are hosting a lot of programs at Magenta House, which is the house right now, which I can give you a tour in a moment if you wanted. And Magenta House is basically a gathering and learning space for us to do separate clubs, artist talks. We have a shop that we launched last week. We have Filipino cookups. We have language classes. That's where I talk to them about the Barkada Index as well, so that they can get connected. So it is it all connects, right? It's all part of Kapwa energy.
Layunin din ng grupo na lalo pang maipakilala ang kulturang Filipino hindi lang sa mga kabataang Filipino-Australian, kundi sa mas malawak na komunidad ng Australia.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.